You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Heritage Foundation update. Genevieve Wood joins us on this Friday. Genevieve, thanks again for the time.
Hi, Steve. Happy pre-election week, shall we say.
Yeah, happy November. Here we are.
Yeah, that's right.
Crazy.
That
yeah, we're
right.
Just days. And here in New Mexico, by the way, early voting continues today and tomorrow. And then you have to go to Election Day. So here in, I should say in Bernalillo County, I'm not actually up to snuff on around the state early voting. But you can get up to snuff on that in your area by going to klyt.fm. The voter guides are posted there from iVoter Guide, the New Mexico Family Action Movement, and Better Together New Mexico. All that information you need is on our website at klyt.fm. Other information we've heard in the last few days, Genevieve, is major papers that have decided to actually endorse no one. And, you know, I'm not clear on the list of newspapers that have endorsed one candidate or another. It was funny to me to hear one paper. I forget which one it was, so I won't try to guess. That said it's a tradition of theirs to not. And it's like, I beg to differ. But there is information and thoughts on, you know, just how important it is or is not for a newspaper to endorse a candidate. And an article we find at dailysignal.com, actually an article written by a friend of ours who was on this show this past Monday, Steve McKee.
Yeah, that's great. No, Steve has been a terrific addition to our team. And he, I thought, had some really interesting points to make. He talked about the fact that there have been some big papers. The LA Times said they were not going to make an endorsement. But I think the one that kind of rocked most people was when the Washington Post came out and said they were not going to be making an endorsement for the first time in I don't know how many years. And, you know, it caused a real ruckus. I don't know if it caused a real ruckus with the average person, but within certain circles, and certainly at the newspaper itself, I think over 200,000 people have canceled their subscriptions to the Washington Post. But, you know, a lot of people said this, it just doesn't matter. In this day and age, the trust among, you know, what people think about the media is so low. They think they're so biased that they just don't pay attention to those endorsements. And that was kind of what you heard from a lot of pundits. But I thought Steve made an interesting point, which is, look, it may not affect what a lot of people will do, but in an election and in a country that seems to be so 50-50, for those people, you know, in the middle who are still trying to decide if they're going to vote and who they, and if so, who they're going to vote for, you know, they're, whether they realize it or not, whether it's conscious or subconsciously, there are outside factors that affect that. And it could be that, you know, if they are a reader of a certain paper or they uphold a certain paper as like a, you know, worthy source, that might have swayed a few people. So he wasn't saying it was going to, like, you know, change the map, but he just said, you know, the fact that they're not making an endorsement may sway a few voters. It could sway them in the sense that they're now no longer going to vote for the person that everybody thought that the Post would have endorsed, which is Kamala Harris. Or it may persuade them to think, well, wow, the fact that the Post isn't making endorsement must mean they really don't think she's good, so I'm going to vote for the other person. You know, again, how many people it'll be, we don't know, but it's a kind of a moment in the political arena, because it is unusual these days that papers don't make endorsements, but I tend to be with a lot of the pundits who also just say, I don't think many people were paying attention to them anymore anyway.
Yeah. So a quick question. Does a newspaper's endorsement affect how you might think about a candidate or how you might vote?
For me,
you
no.
You personally, yeah. Yeah. And I actually feel the same way. But, however, when I started to think about it, I go, well, okay. In general, I hear it. And in general, almost every time I hear it, whatever year, I'm not surprised, right, by their choice. And I guess if I did hear, for example, Daily Signal endorsing a candidate contrary to, you know, how I stand on issues, which for the most part, you know, the stuff covered by Daily Signal and the writers, I typically agree with. But if it was contrary to the way I would think, then I would go, well, what do I not know? And find out the why. So I think really where it might matter most, is when, you know, they're, well, actually when they're picking a candidate, that surprises me that they would pick, or they choose to abstain. And with that in mind, any thoughts on why some major papers would just choose to abstain from endorsing a candidate in this race?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, all I can know is what they said. And in the case of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, who, as many of your listeners may know, is the owner of the Washington Post. He's also the owner of Amazon. so he owns a lot of stuff. He came out and said the reason we're not making an endorsement is because so many people have lost trust in the media and have lost trust by that meaning that they don't believe that we aren't biased. And so to come out and make an endorsement just further, you know, drives that nail into the coffin of what they already think. And look, maybe he is making a decision. He may be saying, look, I know we're going to lose, you know, subscribers because we're making this decision, but we're already losing a lot of subscribers anyway. I mean, here's an example. I don't know exactly what the number is today, but back in the 90s, the Washington Post had like 80% penetration in the Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland. So, I mean, like 80% of homes like got the Post. That is so not the case anymore. I mean, I don't know exactly what the number is, but I know it's a lot lower than that. And I think he may be making a calculation of we need to get. Now, look, if you read the Washington Post, it is very clear who the people who work at that paper endorse. I mean, it's just their news coverage is so slanted to the left, obvious. But he may be making the decision of we are going to try to move back to the center. And one of the ways we're going to try to do that and gain more readers is we're not going to be making endorsements that alienates half of our audience. So, you know, because I mean, the Washington Post may be a local paper, but it's a national paper, just like a lot of like the New York Times. So I think maybe, you know, so if you take him at his word, he was really making a decision that he thought was the best case for his business, the Washington Post. So we'll see if that's what holds. The other option could be, you know, if you're really cynical, this is what some folks on the left said, is that they're worried that Trump is going to win and that there would be retribution from him if they endorse. I don't think that's the case at all. But it also could be that, you know, I mean, there's no doubt the majority of people who work at the Washington Post and who work on their editorial pages, which are the ones that make endorsements, would have endorsed Kamala Harris. I mean, again, you just read their paper, you read their op-eds, you know who they would have endorsed. So it wouldn't have been a surprise for anybody. And I think as you said, it only kind of is interesting when somebody endorses somebody you maybe weren't suspecting, you know, or a paper that has done both, they've endorsed Republicans and they've endorsed Democrats. I don't know the last time the Washington Post, I was trying to find that out, actually endorsed a Republican. It's been a long time.
Well, you know, I think I typically apply what I do with celebrities, you know, whether they're, you know, actors or performers. And I know many of us have seen the meme in regards to Taylor Swift and her endorsement of Kamala Harris saying, you know, to take an insight from an endorsement from someone who's made a career out of hit songs that talk about her poor decisions. You know, it's easy to apply. Yeah. I mean, I guess I consider the source when I hear an endorsement. And that's why I said, you know, for example, if, Daily Signal were to do something contrary to what I would think they would, then I would, well, what do I not know? And I would, really kind of bone up on, you know, what information I may not have gathered, yet. But yeah, as far as the amount of papers, I mean, you know, since digital has become available, and I do think that this next generation, for the most part, they're not getting their news from the networks or from newspapers, maybe if they've gone digital and they've done it well, but they're getting, sadly, they're getting a lot of their news from social media, you know, and each other, it seems.
But a lot of that is, I think a lot of, you know, the big, the, you know, kind of legacy media has done that to themselves. They became so one-sided. People started looking for other sources. And there's a lot of good other sources out there. There's some bad too, of course. But, you know, people, it's at their fingertips now that it's not hard to find an alternative view. And that's not helped the business of a lot of the legacy media.
Well, I think it'll be interesting, quite honestly, if Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States, to see what happens to these major papers as far as their coverage and to broadcast news. If they want to continue to reach the masses, maybe going back to something like, Walter Cronkite. I mean, I was young, so I don't know if you really could tell where he stood politically, but it was more, that's the way it is. And that's, the news was delivered and you consume it and you make a decision or do your own investigation to find deeper and not be so swayed by conservative or left leaning news. So, the article is on the website. If you want to go to dailysignal.com, read that article by Steve McKee, the whole deal about, big newspapers and their endorsements. You know, how important is it? Is it? We appreciate, as always, Genevieve, your time, the team at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, by the way, to go and find out more about that nonprofit organization and dailysignal.com, for their contribution, most every Friday we find an article there. So, thanks again, Genevieve, and have
Thank
a good
you.
Weekend. I think we're in for an interesting discussion next week.
Totally agree. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. And stay with us. Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates for our Friday Financial Update. We're going to talk about estate planning after this on ABQ Connect. Yeah, next week.
It'd be very interesting.
Well,
Next week, would it be possible to tape?
Yeah.